Thank you for tuning into The Browsers today. Amy and Jay here with you. And it's just another day where we come to our microphones with heavy hearts because of what happened yesterday in Oregon. And it was all in the heat of the moment yesterday during our show. And today we're trying to process everything as we're learning more and more about the shooter yesterday. And last night, the Douglas County Sheriff held a news conference and was adamant in that he would never mentioned the name of this shooter, calling him a coward, saying he does not deserve it, to focus our attention on the families and their victims, the victims and their families, and helping them recover. We don't know who those victims are yet. There are 9 people dead, 10 including the shooter. But I said before the break that I will say his name, and his name is Chris Mercer. And I will say his name because I mourn for him. And just like I mourn for those innocent 9 people, I mourn for this life that maybe could have turned around, could have been a good life, that is now going to go unlived. He was mentally ill. He was suffering. And I think all of us, when we're screaming how much we hate people who do this sort of thing, we have to remember that he has a mother. I haven't heard much about the rest of his family, but I know he has a mother. He is somebody's child. I'm not going to glamorize what he did, but I think if we say, we're not going to mention his name, we have a texter saying, he's nothing to me. He is something. Because everyone out there listening, I guarantee you, you know someone who is suffering and who may be feeling the same feelings that this guy was feeling. And for us to say, we're not going to mention his name, he doesn't deserve it. He does deserve it because we should all be mourning for him too. And we don't justify horrible choices people make and we don't glamorize that. But we say his name because there are people listening who may have a child they don't understand who is suffering, just like this mom was. And we hear this time and time again with these shooters. Their parents knew something was wrong. Their parents tried to get help. But what do you do? This guy was 26 years old. Do you lock him in his room because you know he has guns and you know he's mentally ill? I guess she could have notified authorities. That's the only thing I think. Maybe if she knows my kid has 13 guns and he's mentally unstable, maybe you notify authorities to keep an eye.
But we're making assumptions.
Yeah, I mean,
we don't know.
I mourn for Chris Mercer.
We don't know.
And I think if you could have some sort of sympathy or empathy for him and his mother, you would allow his name to be said.
Yeah. I think that's very powerful, Amy. Thank you. I've given a lot of thought to this issue, and I wish everyone listening and texting in that KSL is being responsible for saying the name, I wish that there was one answer. I wish that it was as simple as saying, don't say his name and it will go away. But if that's true, how do you justify the first shooting that happened? Remember, these have been around for a long time and they didn't always get the news coverage that they get today. So to me, we're once again looking at symptoms instead of causes and solutions. Again, I will ask you, if it's the media's fault, then how did these happen long before this 24-hour news cycle? Just like President Obama suggesting a solution that is gun control.
And, you know, I understand this sheriff's
anger. I wish that there was one solution.
I understand his anger. Last night, right when I heard that, I also saw on Twitter that the Taliban had shot down a U.S. military plane and soldiers died.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt anger. And I tweeted it. I'm like, I don't know if anger is what I should feel, but that's what I feel. And I know that's what the sheriff is feeling. And that's a small community. And he knows there are people on his staff who lost people or didn't know where they were.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand the anger, but I just feel like at times like these, we also need a little understanding and empathy and looking for solutions, not spreading the hate.
And let's talk about that, solutions, for a minute. I don't believe taking away guns is going to solve the problem. And I don't believe not talking about it in the media is going to solve the problem. What I do believe that part of maybe the sensationalism, I mean, there's media coverage and then there is sensationalized media coverage. And there is a difference between the two. And I do think that you can call on certain organizations and say, really, what are you doing? But if we're going to find real solutions to these problems, We all have to know how to recognize what's going on. We all have to know how to see warning signs. We have to know how to respond in certain circumstances. What the sheriff is ignoring, in my opinion, is that this is a criminal investigation, and it is also an investigation by our society into what has caused this to happen. And by virtue of the media going out and sharing his picture and sharing his name, we have had people across California and Oregon come out and say, I knew this individual and I had this interaction with him. That information is critical.
That is, and you know what? The other thing that happens is with each of these incidents that happen, and there are way too many, you put the photo out there because people are just coming down on KSL for posting his picture. You can think, man, he looks like my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
I know someone who looks just like him. And then we can internalize it a little bit more and not be so high and mighty to think that something like that would never happen in our family.
Yeah, I said before, I understand both sides of this issue, but I land on the side of media covering a story and giving the name of the picture. It is one of those unfortunate double-sided, double-edged swords. It's just like the media covering a bank robbery. There was a time when they would tell you in that bank robbery how much money they got away with. Do you remember this? Long time ago. They stopped doing that because they realized that was encouraging people.
People were like, wow, I can get that much money.
Right. But at the same time, they still say, oh, you just hand them a note and they give you money. That coverage may be construed as encouraging people and telling them how easy it is. But it is also that same coverage that helps catch bank robbers on a daily basis. Because the sheriff's department and the police department do not have the ability to get that picture out and to get that name out and to help catch people. And you need to understand that so many crimes are solved in this country every day, and greater understanding comes every day as a direct result of what the media does. And yes, there are negatives to it. But if we're going to understand this shooter and every other shooter, and if we're going to truly come to a place in society where we can see warning signs, where we can get people help, where we can understand the potential of what might be happening, we have to hear this information. And if this sheriff or anybody else thinks that a solution to the problem is to brush it under the rug, I disagree with that wholeheartedly. Because there is no single solution. You think media coverage today ends mass shootings? Stop it. You think that greater gun control, sensible gun control, ends mass shootings? No.
Mm-mm.
No. This is a much deeper problem. And unfortunately, it is a double-edged sword. I do believe there are those out there who sensationalize to a degree. But it is a double-edged sword.
And there's no easy answer.
No, no. But reporting his name and those warning signs is huge to, like you said, Amy, to every parent out there, to everyone out there who may be encountering that individual right now today who's thinking about this. We have to get educated about it, and that is the value that KSL News Radio is providing to you today.